Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Guys, it is currently the 13th. I hope you all are having a great spring break. If you guys happen to be off, because I'm off this whole week, so if you happen to be off during spring break, I hope you guys enjoy that. If not, then I hope this interview makes your day better. I'm here with Michael for his very first interview, so give guy lots of love and support. It is his first time. You guys remember your first time, so I will now give the floor to Michael. Welcome to the show. I'm so honored to meet you.
Thank you for having me. Like, it's a privilege to even have my first interview. I'm so excited, nervous, but I'm so excited to, to really, express my, my musical outlets and stuff.
Cool, awesome. Well, I'm excited
This
too.
is
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I ain't saying anything. I'm just in awe.
Okay. Sorry, my brain has been in a lot of places today. I made a huge announcement on Instagram, so I'm busy, but I am here for this, so I definitely wanna get into that. So one of the first things I do wanna get into, of course, is you, the beat maker. So I wanna kind of get into the whole concept and position of a beat maker. So how did you become one, and what's it like being a beat maker?
How I became a beat maker. I started two years ago during the COVID pandemic. I was just bored out of my mind. I, read books and played beat all the games that I had and was, bored out of my mind, and I was just, intrigued on trying a different skill. And I asked for, I mean, here's the quick story, because this is how, like, I try to joke with my career. During the pandemic, I was trying to get the PlayStation 5, and during that time, it was like hard to get. It was like getting a pot of gold during that time. So I knew I wasn't gonna get it during that time. So I asked, can you just give me like an inexpensive beat drum machine? It was like maybe like $100. And so, I asked my girlfriend, my then girlfriend turned fiance, for the drum machine for Christmas gifts. So if it was like, if I went through it, then it was a good investment on her part. But if I didn't go through with it, at least she only lost $100, which I would happily gave it back to her. So I started around Christmas time in 2020, and just started, listening to different songs, like just try to, make some dope rap songs that I started falling in love with, which is typically boom bap inspired, lo-fi hip hop inspired. And in the beginning, it was real rough, so it was rough. But I started, studying the greats, like Premier, Dilla, But mainly on Cooking Soul, because he has a YouTube page that he gives you like a demonstration on his process of making beats, and I kind of took some of his skills on tasks and started using it on my beat making. And here I am now, 2 years in, a couple of songs, a couple of projects out. And I'm addicted to making beats. I try to make a beat at least one, maybe two, three beats a day, just to sharpen my skills, and just making sure that I improve. Practice makes perfect, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I never would have imagined this started because you wanted a PS5. I mean, bro, I can totally relate to you. I'm still trying to get one. I mean, now it's everywhere, but it's shit. It's a lot to try and get one. So
yeah, I actually have it. It's just now, like, I don't even. I mean, I play from time to time, but I'm mostly on the drum machine. I'm mostly on my laptop, just like listening to potential samples, and I got people on Discord, I got people like close friends and even coworkers, like giving me samples to just try, just to, like I said, just to challenge me. And I'll be making more beats than playing 2K.
Nice. I think that's even better than PS5. I think that's way better than, just playing for hours on PS5. That's more worthwhile.
Most definitely. It's like I can just be creative with my hands, just be creative with my mind, where I'm just like, yo, I just like I can't I can only be so creative like playing a virtual basketball game for so long, and then I'll be like, bro, I just can't. I literally just can't. So like I said, I think right after this I'm gonna just start making some more beats, like start making another couple of more beats, just to, like I said, just to sharpen the tool belts, just sharpen the iron and stuff.
Definitely, definitely. Much respect. Now I want to get back to sampling, because it's becoming a thing nowadays for artists to sample. I'm seeing a lot more now than I've ever saw it before. So I want to kind of ask about that concept. So for you, how do you go about sampling? How do you know which ones to sample, which beats to put the songs or samplings with?
That's the thing. That's the beautiful thing about music. Like, you can sample, when it comes to hip hop, like, you can sample anything pretty much. Like, it, like from jazz to folk music to some classical music. It's just what I'm in the mood for. Like, I'll be just, listening to I'll be listening to everything on a daily basis, not just, one genre. Because I just feel like you're limiting yourself if you're just listening to, like, one genre to the sample. It just makes sampling easy. Sometimes I love to step out of the box and it's real difficult to do it, but sometimes with good, great plugins and a good DAW, or just actually studying the greats and see how they do it, and they just shocked the hell out of me. Now I'm just like, now I'm sampling some rock music.
Cool. I was just curious because I've been noticing sampling lately. Like, even TikTok's, songs are having a little sampling here and there. So I was just a little bit curious. I want to know your personal opinion about that little concept. What is your favorite, song to sample, or what kind of genre to sample?
Mostly funky, like 70s, mostly like jazz,
You okay?
Sorry.
You all good?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. No, you saw.
Okay. This is, I haven't had difficulty this crazy in a long time. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, it's only the first person, right? Sorry, just a technical
difficulty. Sound like bongos. Kind of. Sound like little bongos.
Like bongos. May I sample some bongos for like the drum breaks and time to make it like a funky, like a funky classy 90s song. It really depends. Like, I don't just sample for the melody part, I sample for the drum part, or the ads, or an ad lib, or a box, or anything in that nature. So it's sampling is a beautiful thing as to oppose composing like a melody, which I do not know how to say in my life. So I could just put anything into samples. It's like putting two colors in to make a different color. And that's my mode. That's my little niche when it comes to this music shit.
Right. Absolutely. but thanks for your intake on that. And for the beats itself, do you have like a general idea on, your way of making them, or you have like a different process for making different beats? How do you go about, making it and, that sort of thing?
Really, I have like some weight, so I started sampling the melody first, bringing in the drums, like for the drums myself, but then I wanted to play other things, like certain drum breaks that other artists do. So it really depends on how you're feeling throughout the music process. If I'm ready to just build into, I really want to build this shit into something. So, like, if I have like more time, if I have a lot of time on my hand, then I'm willing to put more time and more effort into the beat. If I'm just trying to see if I can make a beat within 5 minutes, which, I had some good results, it's usually like it's usually bullshit. Like, I'll add the drum break and just chop up a sample to make a melody and then save it. And then later on, when I have that time, then I can really, put more salt and pepper into the mix.
Oh, I see. All right. Cool. And I've interviewed a lot of beat makers, so I always like to get their intake on it. So that's really cool. That's great. Did you make your Instagram picture? It's adorable. I'm sorry. That's a really cool like Bitmoji thing you got going on. Did you make that?
Me personally, no. Shouts to this Discord collective called the Stew. We got some awesome artists. We got some awesome beat makers, and we also got some awesome creative artists right here. So I asked one of my members, to make an emoji for me. So I knew I had to have some kind of icon. That's a little icon right here, his little logo. Cooking Soul has his. Michael has his own. It's one on one. This is pretty much like a cart, like a South Park cartoon on my face. And I think that's. And I never thought in my wildest days that I could, have something like that. Because, at first, like I said, it was just for fun making music. And then once I realized that, people actually like my shit, I was just like, I want to try to make it into like a serious thing. So, like I said, I asked one of my colleagues in the studio to, just make a picture of me, and that's what that results came to.
Nice. Well, tell them to hit me up. That's really nice, y'all. I mean, you gotta check out his Instagram. It's NYK _LO_QGTM. Like, his picture is it's adorable, but also it's sick. God, it's
appreciate it a lot.
Of course, yeah. I just had to ask about it because that literally caught my eye whenever I was like texting you, like messaging you on Instagram. I was like, "Come on, huh? Like, what is that?"
Like I said, I think every decent artist should have like a some kind of logo, some kind of persona. Like, that's my persona. The fly guy with a polo hat on, fly, that debonair and all this other stuff. That's also how I got my stage name, Mike Lowe, because of my clothing.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I was actually about to ask about the name, so that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I can keep going. Like, everyone calls me Mike, but, I spell Mike, my first name differently. So I just took what, my sister will always call me Mike with how I spell the stage name, M-Y-K. And the low is short for polo because a lot of people knows polo Ralph Lauren fanatic. I always wear polo like at least at least every day out the week. So every time I go, do my thing, every time I go outside, they be like, "Oh, this is the low guy. Like, this is Mr. Polo. Oh, he's a low. All he does is wear polo." Some people think it's annoying, but it's like, it's fashionable and it's affordable to my taste. Like, a lot of people be going broke for buying bullshit like Gucci or Vuitton, all that nonsense that, it's not timeless. Like, polo will always be timeless and classic to me. And, always remind me of the 90s. Because I be seeing, I saw my brother wear it. I see my sister wear it. Also put me on, and along with my brother-in-law, put me on to polo. So it's just match, So I just took the PO out of the polo and just added it below. And just like that.
Oh. Wow. He definitely took a different turn with the name. I did not expect that, but what an awesome name it is. But I definitely love the artist's name, so much respect to that. And another thing I also wanted to ask about is Twitch, because obviously I'm not saying your Instagram, I actually studied. I saw that you do host Twitch streams every Monday. So how has Twitch helped you in your career, and How has the experience, you know, using Twitch been for you? What are those streams anyway? What are those like stream weekly things like?
Well, the streams, the streams is like I'm calling Monday Night Raw, which is like a write off for Monday Night Raw wrestling because with the school they knew like everyone knows that I'm a big pro wrestling fan, so they just know. So I made the decision to make the stream on Mondays before the WWE's Raw comes on. So what I'll do is I'll make a couple of beats. I'll ask, you know, people that someone, you know, watching the stream, and, you know, ask them, you know, let me know what song I want to sample. You know, I'll try to get it. I'll track the streams and the sims and everything else and try to, you know, chop up some beats through, you know, within like an hour and a half and, you know, talk a lot of shit. You know, some days I'll talk about wrestling. Some days I'll talk about my process with the beat making. Sometimes I'll talk about, you know, like sometimes, like my streams, I have the big game on. So sometimes I'll talk about, you know, the latest Nick game that I've been playing while I'll be making the beats. And, you know, that helps me interact with other people. And, you know, they think that, you know, they think I'm funny in a sense and also is talented when it comes to making my beats. But in all actuality, I just wanted to have fun, you know, show a different side of me, you know, because I like to stay. I mean, my main goal in music was, you know, to stay private and not really show my face. And Twitch is usually the actual first outlet where I'm actually showing my bare face. Where, you know, I'm pretty much, I'm starting to, you know, get a little personal with everything and, you know, start to interact with the outside, you know, with the Twitch world. Because I ain't know much about Twitch other than, you know, streaming video games and stuff. And, you know, again, I got a big ups to Cooking Soul because he gave me the idea for the Twitch because I saw him do a Twitch. And I'm like, I want to do it before he does. And I'm trying to get my name out there when it comes to creating.
Oh, okay. That's a really interesting concept with a Twitch. But I'll definitely tune into the next one. That sounds so interesting. And how has Twitch impacted your career, and would you recommend it for people to use the platform?
I mean, I think anyone who wants to build a following should use any outlet that they can. Twitch is a pretty good outlet, but it comes with a lot of work. You gotta really promote yourself. You gotta be so business be promoting the Twitch and social. Twitter, Instagram, word of mouth. If I can, I'll probably smoke and say, hey, I got a Twitch stream coming up at 8 o'clock or whatever. And, you know, and also it helps you. It also helps you, you know, step out the box anyway. It helps you step out the box. You know, if you like real shy and if you like shy, it really helps you take out your shyness in a way because now it's like you can show people that you really fuck with this music shit, you really about it, and people can just watch your stuff and then really have like we can, you know, really compete. It really has, you have something to compare and talk to about, and then that also helps you out get a lot of certain followers. So I think Twitch is a good way. I think it's just like Instagram or Twitter. It's a good way to get a good follow.
Very valid point. Very valid point. And thank you for sharing about it. You know, I see you use it regularly, so I was just curious. But thanks for that. Very much appreciated. Now I need to ask this because it's really important. See, I've been paying attention, and I know that you have not released anything yet. You did release a couple projects last year in 2022. Well, this is New Year, so I won't go into that. I'm curious to know what is the year looking like for you? Like, what you got planned, or, you know, what's going on in that studio, you know, that we should look forward to? What's going on? Catch us up.
All right. I just released. Well, in January, around my birthday, around January, I released my first collab project with an MC called Greek, who's also in the collective stew called the Greek Low Tape, where me and him, we did the old school way where he's the MC and I'm the DJ. Like we was on our Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff type shit. So you can look that up on Greek's streaming stuff on Low Tape. So that's my first project that I put out on this year. I made a plan when I started this music shit. I made a plan when it comes to this music stuff. So when I first started out, you know, I wanted to get my name. I wanted to put myself out there just to see if people would actually listen outside my family. Then that was in 2021. Then last year, it was more of trying to get my, really, you know, sharpen my skills and really try to, you know, get my name out there by putting, like, I set a goal to myself to put at least four projects, which I did six. And it also added a couple of beats to a bunch of collabs with other people. So, and also with the Twitch. So this year it's going to be less projects. It's going to be more meaningful. Like I'm working on a project called the Sober Sessions where I'm creating music while I'm sober off marijuana. Because a lot of people say, you know, I make great beats when I'm high, but I also make doper beats when I'm sober. So I challenge myself to, you know, to sober myself up to create some beats, and I'm working on the mastering and stuff, and after that, then it's going to be my 2 yearly tapes, the Low Tape, and the next and final one for the year will be Family Affair, which is really a tape where I make beats, but the titles it represents like a loved one of mine. It's like I made a beat for my mother and my father passed on. I made one for my daughter, made one for my fiance, I made one for my sisters, and I made one for my brother. So it's usually like six, seven. So it's like a shorter tape for that one, but it's more meaningful. But I also brought up with the Low Tape. That's just me just making beats. Like I'm just like dropping, just putting like everything, like heart, blood, sweat, and tears in the Low Tape. Like it don't really have like a meaning. It's just I just want to put some dope shit out, and that's like more beats, like maybe like 10 to 20 beats that I'm putting out. So, but I think this year is just mainly focusing on making those three projects, working more with collabs, and just working on the Twitch. And you know, just again, just developing my skills and just getting better.
Nah, that's amazing. That's really amazing. Oops. Sorry, my phone. My bad. But sorry, getting back to what you said. That's very exciting. I am beyond excited for you. And all your future endeavors. I wish nothing but the best. You and all these projects, you know, I'm gonna be stalking I'm just kidding. I'm just playing.
Go ahead. It's gonna be like I'm gonna try to revamp my Instagram page when it comes to music. Like I use my Instagram to promote it, but now I'm thinking about just creating, you know, like beat videos and also, again, just get a little personal, like just cracking jokes and just, you know, using my platform to not only just get my name out there musically, but, you know, you know, just help people out in ways, because I be seeing a lot of crazy shit, and you know, and I just be hearing a lot of people, you know, feeling bad and feeling sad and everything. And then sometimes, you know, I go in underneath the comments or DM them, and they be like, "Yo, like you'll be, things will get better and things of that nature." But you know, mainly it's just to make people feel good. Like, this world is just crazy as it is. Like, we don't need any more craziness at, you know, we don't need no crazy motherfuckers making me worse.
Sorry. Thank you, I'm sorry.
I like the ringtone, though.
I'm extremely busy because I actually put out a concert announcement on my Instagram, so I've had people text me all day about it, so I'm sorry about that. But keep going.
That's pretty much what I got. Like, it's just now, like, I treat, like I said, I got, every year is a new plan. I treat this shit like how Tony Khan from who's the president of AEW treats his promotion. Like, every year is a new year. Every year is a different, it's a new goal. So, like I said, the first year was the intro. The second year was the first year was my rookie year. The second year was, you know, my outcoming party. Now the third year, I'm trying to make it to the All-Star game. You know, I'm trying to be a starter. You know, I'm just trying to do right. I'm just trying to make people proud of me when it comes to this music shit. Like, I just love making beats. It's therapeutic to me. Like, I get a rise out of it. Like, I just feel more happier making beats than that's like the second thing that makes me, I ain't gonna lie, that's the second thing that makes me happy, other than, you know, family.
Right, right, absolutely. But yeah, I definitely agree, therapeutic. I make a few beats myself, so I can totally relate to that. But I'm glad that you find happiness in something as amazing as making beats, because not everybody can do it. And by the way that you're doing it, man, that's really impressive. And that one made me, like, hit you up. Another person said, do you randomly text this letter to anyone? And I was laughing for 20 minutes when somebody texted me that. Because I was like, huh? What do you think? But don't worry, that's not what I actually did. I actually stalked your Spotify. I'm just kidding again. I actually did listen to a couple of your beats. I always listen to music too, so, and it's really, really good. So I just wanted to say that, and it's unbelievable. It's your first interview, and I'm beyond blessed that you got to, that you chose here for your first one.
I appreciate you inviting me. Like, I was just like that person. Like, I was kind of wary with the email, and I was like, man, like, let me just give this a try, because you just never know. But you know, I appreciate you stalking my Spotify. Like, thank you for the listens. Like, I definitely need it. I just love creating beats. I'll do it. I mean, I do this for free. And if I get paid from this shit, then that's a plus. But if this mainly is not my brand, it's just mainly just doing it because, you know, outlets like yours and like with the stool and other places and other people telling me, oh, this shit is dope. Like, that's why I get
absolutely
a kick out.
I totally feel you. And I'm glad you enjoyed this as much as I did. I actually wanted to, we actually covered everything, so I just wanted to say one more thing, just one more. Do you have any last things you wanted to say to the fan listening? And by the way, you're on over 12 platforms, so it better be something good.
Yo, thank you for just listening to the music, you know, just liking my shit. I really appreciate this. Trust me, I never expected to even get listeners outside of my loved ones. And even with the Stu, and shout out to the Stu, man. Like, shout outs to JTA, shout out to Gree, shout out to KD, shout out to what? Shout out to everyone there, man. Like, I appreciate them. Like they really, you know, they really mold me as a beat maker, because, you know, they always, you know, help me out, you know, become a better beat maker. And they just help me just open up to just start cracking jokes with them on Discord, and just, you know, just feeling good about it. And, you know, again, I just hit a milestone on Spotify, 1,000 listens for my low tape. I'm a humble man, man. I'm gonna stay humble until the day I die. So just thank you for everyone. And like I said, more music coming out. Like I said, the Sober Sessions coming out soon. My remix session is gonna come out maybe later in the spring, early summer. And then, like I said, the Low Tape 3 and Family Affair 3 is gonna come out. So yeah.
Awesome.
Stay tuned.
Firstly, congrats on that milestone. Give it up, y'all. That's really good. 1,000. That's really good. I'm sorry, but I had to say something, because that's really good. That's really good. Would you quit calling me? All right, I'm going to take care of that when this is over, because they really need to stop. But seriously, though, congrats, and I'm beyond happy. And again, so happy that I got to do this, that I got to meet you. And hey, I'm gonna keep you on my contact list. I'm gonna keep you connected. I definitely want to hook you up on more opportunities like this in the future, because you're an awesome guy and you deserve more exposure. God, I can.
I appreciate that. That's like I said, I just stay humble. I just do what I like to do. And I'll be glad to keep doing this more often, you know, like this won't be the first and last time. Like, we're going to keep doing some more stuff. And I think between now and then, like, it's going to be like a different mic flow. It's going to be like more, you know, seasoned, more, you know, determined and more, you know, well polished. So I'm just hoping that people will be streaming.
They'll be dialed onto your Spotify faster than a mosquito on a wall. They will.
Well, I hope so, though.
And if they aren't, then they're losing out. So that's them. boys. I hope you all enjoyed tonight's interview. You can find Mike everywhere, everywhere you can find him. Literally, I googled up his name 30 minutes ago, and he's found everywhere. So, definitely, y'all, he's an awesome guy to check out. Please do. If you also be makers, collaborate, get connections going. And I hope that you enjoyed your first interview, and I hope you guys enjoyed watching. Probably more to come, so stay tuned. And this was not a bad interview, so happy that I got to do this. So, to end on that good note, I will see you guys next time, and keep an eye out for more music, keep supporting, and no drugs, and much love to you all. Be blessed.